We are learning Maseches Babasha Dav Ches Amud Aleph, but we are starting three lines from the top of Dav Ches, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, in the middle of the line, three lines from the top. Zok the Gemara, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, Roma Karga Rabbanon. Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda placed a tax on the Rabbanon, which means that the Melech, the government, made a tax on the whole city, and Rav Nachman said the Rabbanon have to pay as well. Only Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, so we told Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, said Avarta Ada Raisa, Vada Nevi Vada Ksuvim. I'm showing you from Psukim in the Torah, in the Neviim and in Ksuvim, which are klar from Psukim, that they don't have to pay taxes. The Ksuvim says in the Pasuk, there's a Pasuk in Rezois Habracha, Av Choyvev Amim Kol Kedoshav Biyadecha, Vehem Tukru Lecha Yisim Adar Visecha. And we darshan for this pasuk. Oh my, Moshe Bnei Karis Baruch Hu. Even the time when you're mechavev amim, even the time when you're chayev amim, when you mechavev the amim, which means you give the amim the koyach, the power to be in control over Klal Yisrael. Still, kol kedoshim v'yeh b'yedecha, v'heim tukur l'glecha. All the kedoshim, all the tzaddikim, all the tamid chachamim will be in your hands, and they will be tachas you, and you will watch them. And like the Rosh says, the every taxes that the government charges has to do with Shmira. And since we said that Klal Yisrael doesn't need Shmira in this pasuk, V'heim tukur l'aglecha, it says that Hashem will take care of them. It says, Kol kedoshim v'yedecha, V'heim tukur l'aglecha. So therefore, it's really the Ikud Darash is not from V'heim tukur l'aglecha, from the beginning of the pasuk, Kol kedoshim v'yedecha, that all the kedoshim are in Kares Baruch Hu's hands. Since they're in his hands, they don't need Shmira. Like the Lashon of the Rosh is in Simen Chav Tes, yearly, the Chol Minei Masim Midi Dinei Terusininu. All taxes are different types of Shmira. Gehem Asherim Maisanu Bein Akim. That watches us, that's the one that protects us, Tina Akim, but the Tamil Chav doesn't need it. Therefore he said, why should they pay taxes? We have a Pasuk in the Torah that says, Kol Kedosh V'Yivadecha. Tani Rav Yosef, V'hein Tukul Aglecha, the end of the passage, V'hein Tukul Aglecha, Tani Rav Yosef, the El Tamil Chav, it's referring to Tamil Chav, Shemekatim Ragleim, they move together their feet, they cut together their feet, their feet get cut up when they're going from ear to ear, from the going from city to city, from the country to country. Lumay Torah. Yisim Adar B'Secha, Lisa V'Litoy M'Divrei Tzashol Makam. The go to talk and learning and to handle in the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the pasuk in the Torah that says that Kol Kedosh V'Yivadecha. Ad Navi, if you charge the Rabban on taxes, you bring over on a pasuk in Neviim. The Chsiv, it says a pasuk in Hoshea, Gam, the pasuk says, Gam ki yitnu bagoyim ata kapzeim va yochelu ma'ot v'masa melech sarim. And we dash like this pasuk. Vam ula, pasuk zev losha ramas nemar, which means losha yitnu is really yishnu, which is to learn. Gam ki yitnu bagoyim, so it says like this, he dash like this, the pasuk. Pasuk losha ramas nemar, itnu kulu, if you're all going to learn, gam ki yitnu bagoyim means if everyone in Klal Yisrael learns Torah, then after kapsem, then I'm going to bring all you back from galus. Vim atmahem, if only a little bit of you learn, like to me the chamim, yechalu masa melech asarim, at least be meichel the taxes of the melech and asarim. So again, we see from this pasuk that the ones who learn are part of them taxes. Now the ksuvi, the ksiv says in the pasuk, this is a pasuk in Ezra, there the pasuk says, it's the middle of a pasuk, says, Minda beloy v'haloch l'shalatam v'mar aleihem. And Rashi says it's going on the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, which they say is a shtickel Tai Sefer, to say, Al, and the time, and this happened in the time of Anshei Knesset Gedolah, Al Kapanim, says there, Tamid HaChamim, there was no din of taxes, because these words all mean taxes. Like it says in the Gemara explains, Minda zumanas ha-melech, Minda is the regular tax that the melech charges, below is ukesev galta, that's a head tax, v'halav zu anuna, and anuna Rashi learns means, the isurei tevuos u'behemos, the taxes you have to pay from your tevuah and your behema, that's the different type of taxes, and it says, lo yishalot l'mirma aleihem, it was not applied to the Talmid Chacham, which Rashi again said that Daryavash Tshiva as Pesach as Pachas of Anoi, he commanded his governor Al Anshei Knesset Gedolah. That's Rashi Lashon Al Anshei Knesset Gedolah, and some say it means Kesha Al Anshei Gedolah Ayn Sham Ayn Rashash Al Kapanim. It means that Tamid Chacham don't have to pay taxes. So he said, you're charging taxes. You're over on Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim. So the Gemara writes, Rapapa Roma Kari Charata Yasme. Rapapa, when there was a tax that they needed water, the way they had water was from wells. So when the government dug a well for each, let's say each house, they dug a well for them, they charged them a tax for that. So it says they even charge Yisaimim for the tax of building a well, because Yisaimim need water also. Maybe you're not going to find water, and if you charge them, so it turns out that you really charge them shleikadin, and they're not bnei mechilinu. So how could, it seems like the people of the city, they're the ones who collected the money, so how do you collect from Yisaimim for the digging of the well? Maybe it's not going to find water. Amalei, mishkos hakinam anay. You take the money from them, you midvil, if you find water good, we'll give it back to them, then we'll give it back to them.
Okay, they
replaced. They will. But you know, this whole charge per dig, they had the workers come dig. I guess the workers in the government dug, and the city had to pay for it, and they collected from the homeowners. And here, the assignment had to pay for it. And the lav nei mechilin, the Rashi says, the regular person, he knows that's part of the way of life, that they dig holes and you pay for it and finish. But here, you might not find water, so Mar says, echrami, you give it back to them, but you take the money first, then you give it back to them. All right, Huda. Hakol la'agle gapa afil miyasme. Everyone has to pay for shmira, which is this. Rashi says agle gapa stands for is v'shari chaymisir la'atzman glosses. Agle is loshon of doors, and gapa is loshon of stima. They have to pay. Everyone has to pay for the tax that put doors onto the walls around the city. Kol agle gapa afil miyasme. Even yisaim of rabbanon, like we learned already before, rabbanon lo tzrichin terusa. Rabbanon do not need to be watched, and therefore they don't have to pay for the doors. Now, what about the water? Hakol l'kariyapasi. Kariyapasi means chafiras bar, which is by Rashi says to dig a bar to drink water. The kli that they put into the bar is called a pasya, and therefore kari means digging pasya for that kli that you use to take out water. So everyone has to pay for that. Rabbanon pay for that. That's not being like shmira. Shmira they don't have to pay for. Being safeguarded they don't have to pay for, but for water they have to pay for. If the tax is money, you can make them pay. But if the tax is that they have to go out to dig, they're not part of that tax, because it's not the derech for them to go out and dig. They're not the type, they're not the kavadik for them to go out and dig, and therefore you hire poilim on your own expense. The city on the own expense hires poilim to take the place of the rabbanon. Rebbe opened his storehouses. Rebbe was very rich, and he opened his storehouses to support the aniyim, but he only wanted aniyim tamidei chacham. Like the Mefarshim explained, that the reason why he only wanted tamidei chacham is really the Ritva, not the Shem said Mefarshim, the Rishonim. The Ritva says that he only wanted tamidei chacham because he didn't have enough food to support both tamidei chacham and amaratzim. So he said, I only want only to be chum get the take first, and if any left, we'll give the amaratz maybe. But right now, first go to be chum. Rabbi pasach oitzroitz b'shnei b'tzuroitz. Oma yikontu bali mikra. People learn chumash, bali mishnah. People learn mishnayis, bali gemara. People learn gemara. But I said tamid chum. Now I'm talking to be chum. Anyone alert? Bali gemara, bali halacha, bali agada. Anything. If you learn chumash, you're good enough. Whatever. You gotta learn something. Av ami aretz. The Ami Aretz don't learn anything, which Gemara says later on that all Puranias come from Ami Aretz. Al Yikonsu, don't come in to collect any food. You're not invited. Dochak Rabbi Yonis ben Amram. Yonis ben Amram came in and they didn't recognize him. Vinichnas, and he went in and he came to get some food. Amalei, Rabbi Parnaseni, Ka Parnaso. Amalei, Bini Karisa. Did you learn Chumash? Amalei, Loi. La, no. Shonis, did you learn Mishnayis? No. MK, Ma Farnasech. So why should I give you Parnasa? My rule is I only give Parnasa to people who learn. Amalei, Parnaseni Kekela V'Chayriv. I'm not worse than a Kela V'Chayriv, which Rashi brings down from the Pesukim, that Karis Baruch has Rachmanis on the dog and on the Ayriv. And Rashi explains, he says a certain Metzias, that a Kelev, even with a little bit of food, could last for 3 days, because Hashem made that a Kelev, the food lasts in the stomach for 3 days, because Hashem wants to be take care of the kolav. Sometimes they can't food for a while. And the Ayrev also, with the Ayrev, it says, when the Ayrev Asher Yikrow, that the Ayrev is Achzori Abanov, and Karz Baruch is Mazmin Lehem Mazen in a certain way. Yitushim Mateich Tzayasim Vayichlim. He gives them food. So he said, I'm not worse than a Kelvin Oyer where a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of them. I'm not worse than a dog or a raven. Basa the Nafak, after he left, Yosef Rav, after Rabbi Yonason left, he walked out, he thought he gave a Amara, it's nice he had a good taina. But Yosef Rebbe come and start. Rebbe was upset. He said, "Oh, my oily and sati piti lam aretz. Did I give my bread to am aretz?" On the phone of Shem Rebbe, Shem Yonisim Namram Tamid Chahu. Maybe that wasn't am aretz. Maybe that was Yonisim Namram your Talmud. Obviously, Stam when he said Kel Vayir, he didn't bring down the psukim. He just said, "Am I worse than a dog?" That's all he said. But the Ma'aseh, he said, "Rav Shimon Rebbe told Rav Shimon told Rebbe." Maybe that was Yonis and Aram Yitamud. She'ini rois lahonais mekvoy Torah v'yomav. He doesn't want Nana from cover the Torah. Therefore, he says he's Amaretz. Baltkul checked after the measure that Taka who was. But now Rebbe changed his policy. He said, you see, sometimes the Talmud Chacham could walk in, I think he's Amaretz. Therefore, I'm a Rebbe, Yikonsu Akhoel, that everyone should come in and get food because maybe there'll be a Talmud Chacham who won't get food because I think he's Amaretz. Therefore, everyone now can get food. Now, the Mark explains what was put on this rule. Rebbe Tamei, Dam Rebbe, Ain Purana is Vala Oilam of Shalom Yoritz. All Puranis in the world come because Ami Ratzim. Kahu, the May Kalila, the Shadu Atvarya, there was a tax, a Kalila is also of a crown, there was a crown tax that was put onto Tveria. Either means that the king put a tax or Taka had to pay for his crown. Back upon him, they put on Tveria. Also, Kamei, the Rebbe, so the people of Tveria came to Rebbe, Yom Olay. And they told Rebbe, we have a big bill. Lace for Rabban Abadon. The Rabban have to help out with this one. Amalahu, no, they're not paying. They're not paying for this tax. They don't pay taxes. Amrulay, so the people of Tveria said, Arukinun, okay, we'll run away. And you'll be left with the whole tax. Amalahu, Aruku, yeah, no problem, leave. Aruku Palgeim, half the people in Tveria left. Daluya Palga was a nace. Daluya Palga. The Melech rescinded half the taxes. Also, Hani Pagu coming to Rebbe. Now, there's still half the taxes. So the other half of Tveri came to Rebbe again. Amalei, let's Rabbanadon, let Rabbanadon help us out. Amalehu, loy. So they said, Arkinu, we're going to run away. So, Aruku, so Rebbe said, okay, run away. Aruku Kulu, they all left. Pashu Kovis, besides one laundry guy, was left. Shadu Akovis, they put the whole thing on the Kovis, the whole taxes. Arak Kovis, he ran away. Paklila, they went Vatal attacks. What do you see? That the whole tax is for Amaratzim. Once they leave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the tax is bottle. On Rebbe, Re'isem, She'ain Peranias Valoilam Oshal Amaratzim. You see that Peranias comes only from the Amaratzim. So, the Maravite, it said in the Mishnah that whenever you consider the Anche ear, that you have to start paying and start participating in the communal Chiyuvim that come in the city, if you're there for 12 months or if you buy a house. 12 months, you're living there, you have to start paying for the tzedakas and everything. That says in our Mishnah. It means for the shmir of deer, the tzedakas, everything, all the chiyuvim you have to pay after 12 months. Tomorrow's a kasha. Reminu. Azu kasha. It says, achamoras, it means the donkey drivers, vagamlas, the camel drivers, veres amakim amakim. They're going from one place to another place, v'lonam v'soicha, and they are staying in this city. And this is talking about ir hanadachas. Ir hanadachas is that if a whole city does Avodah Zarah, so usually someone does Avodah Zarah gets skila. But if you're part of a big city that does Avodah Zarah, you get chenek, that's the kula. And the chumra is that all your money gets burnt and it's also bahana. But a regular guy who does Avodah Zarah, his money does not get taken away. So there's a chumra and a kula when it comes to Yeren Dachas. So here we have these wagon drivers, these donkey drivers who were in the city, and they also did Avodah Zarah together with the whole city. So do they get the din of the whole city or not? So v'hutcha imahem, heim b'skila, they get skila because they're like a yachid, umayin palat, and their money gets saved. V'avim neshtav sham shloshim yoyim, if they're 30 days, heim b'sayiv umayin avad, then they get sayiv. I said chenek before, a mistake, sayiv. Heim b'sayiv, they get sayiv, which means the whole city of Yeren Dachas gets sayiv, gets killed by a sword, v'avad, and the money gets lost. So it's also cooler. The if you're yachid, you get skila. If you're part of the dachas, you get saif. Well, money over. So the kasha is, what is saying this? What's the gate us? It says over here, in this mishnah, it says over here that it's 30 days. And our mishnah is 12 months. Amarava le kasha, hola b'nei masa, yusubi masa. There's a difference between b'nei ir and anche ir. That's the chilek. It says, or Yoshvei Ir is a better word. Yoshvei Ir. There's Bnei Ir and Yoshvei Ir. And by Ir and Dachas, the Lashon is Yoshvei Ir. You call the Yoshvei Ir after 30 days already. But to call Bnei Ir, which means your mom is part of the city, that already needs more. If you muda enough from Anche Ir, that's like Bnei Ir, the people of the city, call Shinishtah, Shom, Shnei, Masacharish, also Hanis Menu. Pachos Bekan, less Mutter. So if you make a Neda, I'm not going to make a Neda from the Bnei Ir, the Anche Ir. Then if someone's there not there 12 months, it's mutter to have enough of them. Me Yoshvei, if you did from Yoshvei, Kosher Shtar Shom Shosh Yoim, also Lahonis Imenu, Pachos Mekan Mutlois Menu. So Halach is if you did 30 days, also Lahonis Imenu, Pachos Mekan Mutlois Menu. Ulchol Mili. So get to that's the chiluk. Chiluk is Anshayir and Yoshvei, Bnei Yir and Yoshvei. That's the chiluk. 12 months or 30 days. Frank Tamari, even for Bnei, you need 30 days. You need 12 months. After 30 days, you already have to piss in the tamchui. Tamchui is the leftover supper you put on a plate and they gave it to the anim. Shloisha kadoshim lekupa. That's the kupa saka. You have to give money to the kupa. Shisha leksus. 6 months. You have to start paying for the ksus of the anim, the clothing. Tisha lekvura. 9 months is lekvura, which is even a harder job and more expensive. Shnei Masla Pasayir. Pasayir are to mechazik the walls of the city.
What do you mean, to
pay for the Chavar Kedisha. To pay for Chavar Kedisha. No, this is the payments. The taxes, membership taxes, yeah. So for 30 days, you got to participate already in the Tamku. You got to pay for the Tamku. For 3 months, you got to pay for the Kupas here. 6 months is Ksos. 9 months for Kvura. And 12 months for the mechazik the walls. So you see, not everything is 12 months. You're right. It means every 12 months you're a full-fledged member, you pay for everything. But until then, you're right, it's different levels of what you pay for. Everyone has to pay for strengthening the walls of the city. Even Yisoyimim pay for that. Again, the Rabbanon don't need Nitirusa. Omra Papa, Lashura, which is a wall, La Parsha'a, used to have a guy on a horse running around the city at all times to protect the city. Bilo Tarzina, which is someone who watches the arms. Afilu Miyasviti, same have to pay. Avrabon, Tuchin, Terusa, they don't have to pay. Call the Milsa. Call Milsa the Isla Loha Anamina. Afilu Miyasviti, anything there's Anah, they have to pay. Which the Nebuchadnezzar speaks out, besides for Dvar Mitzvah, they're not Mechuyiv. The only things they have enough from. But things that are Mitzvah, for example, Tzedakah, they don't have to pay because they're not Bnei Mitzvah Nenu. They're Ketanim still. But anything they have enough from, which is Netirusa and water and anything like that, they have to pay for. Now, Rabbah, Roma Tzedakah Yasmi. Rabbah made the Yisrael paid Tzedakah, the Bey Morion, Yasmi Bey Morion. But the Bey Bar Morion was a very rich family. When he died, he made the Yisrael paid Tzedakah also, the Tzedakah tax. Omle Abayev, Atani Rav Shmuel Yehuda, Ein Poiskim Tzedakah Yisrael. You don't make the Yisrael paid Tzedakah. Afilu Pidin Shvuyim, for Pidin Shvuyim. Omle, even the big mitzvah Pidin Shvuyim. Omle, I know Lach Shavu Nikav Dina. I was doing to make them look chasha. They could afford it. It wasn't Shabbat being affording it. Now, by me making them pay for that tax, it gives them chashivas in the city, the eyes of the people of the city, and therefore it's worth it for them, it's a gain for them, it's hanah for them to collect tzedakah from them. If Rahormiz, Ima de Shvar Malka, if Rahormiz was the mother of Shvar Malka, Pasha Shvar, not Jewish, Shadra, and Tosfos handles about this, she's not Jewish, Shadra, Arnuka, Adirim, Lekamei, Rav Yosef. She sent a whole bag of money to Rav Yosef, Amr, Lahavel, Mitzvah, Rabbi, use this for a big mitzvah. I want to use for a big mitzvah. Now, what's a big mitzvah? Yosef Rav Yosef, come ayin ba my mitzvah rabba, omle abayo, metoner Rav Shmuel Yehuda. Since Rav Shmuel says, remember, it said, ain't poiskim tzedakah Yisrael, and fill it pidyon shvuyim. Says like, you don't even pidyon shvuyim, you don't do it. Shema mino, it's masmal there. The biggest thing is pidyon shvuyim. Tap on my base. Shema mino, pidyon shvuyim mitzvah rabbi. That's a big mitzvah. See from there, that's a very big mitzvah. So, and Tosfos points out, even though it says in the Sechas Megillah, "Ein Meicher Sefer Torah Lumay Torah Lisi Isha." It's mashma the two biggest mitzvahs are. The only thing it says Sefer Torah is the Torah and Isha. I'm saying they're about Pidyon Shvuyim, but like Ketani Pidyon Shvuyim, Shem Milsa Pshiti V'Yitzchak Chumis. You don't have to say that's part of the thing. You don't have to speak it out. Now, Amalei Rav LeRabbi Bar Mari, Mina Milsa Rabban Pidyon Shvuyim Mitzvah Rabbi. How do you know that Pidyon Shvuyim is a big mitzvah? Amalei the Chsiv. It says in the pasuk Bar Yirmiyahu. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyah. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyah, everyone's leaving Yerushalayim, going to Golis, getting killed. when the people, you're going to give the basura to the people, they're going to ask you, oh no, Nate, where are we going? But Mara Talayim, you can tell them like this, Koyama Hashem, Ashalamavis Lamavis, those who are going to die, Vashal Kharab al Kharab, those who are by sword are going to die by sword, Vashal Rav al Rav, Vashal Shav al Shavi, somebody on the Rav al Shavi. And the Gemara Darshan is like this, from this pasuk. We're going to show that Shavi is the worst, and that's a riot, Pidin Shavi is Mitzvah Rabbah. Whoever's last in the pasuk is harder than the one before that. So we had, what's the order? The order is Maves, Cherev, Ra'av, and Shevi. So words like this. Cherev, Kasha, Maves. Maves is a natural death. Cherev is worse than that. It buys him a kra, either from a pasuk, buys him a svara, or it's a svara. It buys him a svara, high komunival, high komunival. A cherev gets, manuval means he gets cut, and that hurts, and that's painful, and that's disgusting. Mashaikin, dying a natural death, is different, is easier. But in the Krah, your carbon Hashem of Chasidov. It's Chashav Ein Hashem, a Mavsol Chasidov. If someone dies naturally, that's what Darshan Yakar. Now that's why Cherev is worse than Mavs. Ra'av is Kasham Echarav. To die from hunger is worse than Charav. But in the Svara, High Komet Star, like Komet Star. It's more Tsar. Ra'av is much more Tsar than Cherev. Cherev is quick. But by the same Krah, the Pasuk says, Toiv Moy Chali Cherev, Chali Ra'av. The Chali Cherev, deaths from Cherev is Toivim Michali Rav. And Shevi is worse than everything. Kashav Kulam, the Kula is Tuvay. Because Shevi has the possibility of all three. It's possible to have hunger, it's possible to have Cherev, it's possible to have Maves, it's possible to have everything. They ask, well, has it possible to have Maves? Was Maves? Because the change of your schedule, the change of your situation can make natural death also. So all three things are possible. Therefore, Shevi is the worst thing, and that's why it's considered a mitzvah rabbah.